This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
What is up, party people? Well, I haven't said that ever. Not sure where that came from, but
party people, 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. Are you partying? Woo-hoo! Get those glasses of milk out. OJ for everybody!
In case you haven't heard, this is the best bits, and Lunchbox is my special guest.
Speaking of party people, yeah. You know what I partied last night?
You went to bed at 9 p.m.
Nah, 10:30. Come on now. Give me some credit.
Okay. You fell asleep watching TV?
No. I didn't do that. I don't. Listen, I don't fall. Here's what's weird. I fall asleep more. Well, I do sometimes at night too. But like I get home from work and I'll sit there and I start watching TV and I can fall asleep sitting up now. And I'm like, dang, that's an old thing.
Oh, dad move.
That's an old thing.
Yeah.
But when we watch TV at night, usually it's my wife that falls asleep. But lately, I have been doing that. I'll be like we just got to cut this off.
Wait, so whenever you put on TVs and movies, were you ever the person? There's always two types of people watching TV or movies. You fall asleep every time, or you can't fall asleep until it's either over or like you finished it.
I used to watch the whole thing. And now a couple movies, I've stopped in the middle to go to bed. Because I'm like, I can feel myself getting tired. And I'm like, I don't want to push it.
Okay, but at least you stop it. You don't just fall asleep.
I don't just fall asleep. I never just fall. Like, I'll do the, like, my head will drop. And I'll be like, and I'll try to fight it a couple times. And I'll be like, all right, let's wrap it. Like, because, like, right now, we're in the middle of season 3 of Succession. I guess we are about to finish.
We got
to
talk about Succession, so hold on.
Well, hold on.
That.
I haven't got there yet. I'm not season 4 yet.
No, I have. I didn't even get there. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about Succession. But I also would I want to know about life and things lately and being a dad. Speaking of you sleeping, sitting up, what has dad life been like recently? What's going on?
Dad life's good. You know what I mean? My 4-year-old turns 5 on Monday, this coming Monday, which is absolutely bananas that he's going to be 5 years old. Like, I mean, that's mind blowing to me. It's crazy. The whole, how he came into this world, like, cause we got together one night and we created it inside my wife's belly. And then him being
weird way to describe
his born 6 weeks early. And like, it's like so scary, but then at the same time, it's like, wow, you got an extra 6 weeks of knowing that cat, like 6 weeks more than you were supposed to, which is weird to think of that. Like,
yeah,
like it's scary. But then like to see him just grow and just be who he is now, it's absolutely bananas.
Okay. So you are officially a dad of almost five-year-old.
Almost 5 year old, a 3 year old, and a 1 year old.
So they all are officially pretty much like 2 years apart.
They're 19 months apart.
Dang.
Each. And that was all an accident. That wasn't even like legit, real plan. Like, oh, here's a calendar. No, we didn't do that. We just like do our thing. Things happen. You know, something creates in the belly. Boom.
And are we done? Or
don't know
is
yet.
There more coming?
Don't know yet.
Have you guys talked about it at all?
Oh, we talk about it.
We just haven't decided.
Right. We go back and forth like, this and that.
Does your wife really want a daughter?
She talks about a daughter a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, you know, we could have another boy. That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah. You can't really go in just wanting a daughter because there's like a 50-50 shot that you don't get.
Well,
what
no,
you
no. It's not even 50-50. The more, the percentages are if you've had two boys, you're going to have a third boy. And if you've had a third boy, the percentages are you're going to have a fourth boy. It's like science. It's bananas. Like I had a buddy that he used to be an intern Danny. What up, Mini Wolo? Probably not listening to this, but he had identical twin boys and they were turning two and they were like, oh man, we want to have another kid. We want to have another kid. And the doctor said, you know that because your first ones were identical twins, you have a 1 in 12 shot of having twins again.
So you can have four.
Yes. And he was like, man, you know, we really want a third kid. And they had just gotten the routine of the two-year-olds. They knew they had everything down, like, boom. So, like, boom, they start trying. Boom, pregnant.
Twins.
Triplets. Triplets.
I feel like in those situations, that's when you go buy a lottery ticket. Because, like,
no.
The chance that that happened is very little. And, like, obviously you got, in some people's eyes, a lot of good luck. That's when you go buy a lottery ticket, is when you got like those small chance odds and you have like the winning side of it.
Yeah.
They may not have seen it as winning, but technically in statistics, they won.
100%. And he said he sat there at work for like a week just staring at his computer like, oh my God, I got to get a new job. I got to get a new house. I got to get a new car. I'm going to have someone move in and help us. And then it's like, oh, this is such a blessing. I'm so excited. And then he would go back to, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh my gosh, my life is over. This is it. Like, I don't know. Like, we're never going to leave the house for the next 5 years because we're not going to be able to do anything. How do you get five kids in one car?
Wait, also, the twins were identical.
Yeah.
Were the triplets identical?
No, because there was two boys and a girl.
I was going to say, could you imagine like walking in a house and they got like different sets of one of the same looking people?
Now, I don't know if the second two boys, I don't think they can be identical, right? Because I don't know. I would have to ask them. But
well, there's identical and there's paternal.
Fraternal. Yeah.
Yeah. And so but I just imagine say somebody had like three sets of like triplets or whatever. You walk in and they're all identical. You feel like they literally like copy and paste it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, my sister has identical twin boys and like,
but
I don't.
That's just one. Like imagine
no,
having two.
I get it. Because here's what's weird is like, because I don't see them that often. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I do, I'm just like, I don't know who's who.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, who sees them all the time, still doesn't know who's who. He just says one of them did this, one of them did that. So my dad has no memories of which kid did what. Like he has memories with the grandkids.
They don't have any distinctive.
They do. One has a freckle on his chin. It's his right chin.
Okay.
And the other one has a freckle on his left eyebrow.
Gotcha. So those are very distinctive. That's
how you tell.
Yeah.
Dang. Now, I think.
But see, that would be just so crazy if like you had to do that with multiple sets.
Yeah, oh, for sure. 100%.
I feel like even if I was like the mom of it, I'd walk in and be like, what is my life?
Well, it's like, and my buddy, this was all natural. He had the twins and triplets, all natural. I think his wife was just like an egg dumper, a big egg dumper. And
that's an interesting term.
Okay. I think it's called a super dumper have to look.
Dumper is actually part of the phrase.
Yeah, you might want to check it out. Like a super dumper super.
I feel like that's wrong.
Super like releaser. I don't know. I think it's a dumper.
Super
is what,
no, listen.
What is it called?
I typed in super egg dumper and all these egg yolk mixers came
well,
up.
Well, you gotta say like woman. You got to say woman.
Well, if it's so well known.
Well, I mean, there's two types
of... Yeah, no. Listen, now I got five stages of a breakup with a dumper.
Okay, all right.
Got a female dumper.
Let me look.
This is bad. I should have not Googled this. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Super...
I don't even know how we start talking about this.
Dumper.
I was just wanting to hear about your kids.
Woman.
It did not pop up. I'm telling you. Like, you're going to get some weird articles if you Google that.
Genuine question for female dumpers.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's breakup.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's not go into Google anymore.
Super eggs.
Wait. Okay. So all this to say, you guys keep going back and forth because you're not sure if the chances of having a daughter are very high. So do you want another boy and a fourth child.
I mean, it'd be crazy. Yeah. I mean, three is crazy. I mean, kids are crazy. Like, it's busy all the time. It's wild. It's so, like, it's fun, though. So, yes. I mean, I would take another boy right now. Let's go.
Yeah. Would you take a daughter, though?
I mean, I would, but...
If you had a daughter, though, would you be like, I don't know what to do?
Yeah. And I don't think the boys would know what to do.
I would love to see you as a girl dad. I would love to see what that is like.
Because here's what's funny is because my boys are always like, Dada, we need another baby so we can wrestle with it. Like, so you know what I mean? Like they,
if you did have a daughter, she'd grow up very protected.
I mean, that's what's crazy. It's like, it's so funny. And yeah, but it's wild. But yeah, that's what's going on with the life.
Anything outside of being a dad? Or is it just all dad all the time?
I mean, it's all dad all the time. Yeah. I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, I don't have any other time to do anything.
What else is there to do? A lot. There's a lot out there.
No, there's really not. I don't think you understand. Like, here's the other thing. I don't do a lot because babysitting is so freaking expensive and I'm too cheap to pay a freaking babysitter. Our neighbor hires a freaking, I think a 13-year-old to watch her three kids. And I'm like, a 13-year-old knows how to change a diaper? That's bananas to me.
Well, I think once your one-year-old maybe is about three or four, you might feel a little bit more comfortable with that.
Right, no, but she has a one-year-old. She has a kid the same age as us. Well, she has a... 6-year-old,
a 4-year-old. I mean, if a 13-year-old grew up with younger siblings, probably. I mean, my two older sisters knew how to change diapers and stuff.
Dang. So I don't know. I'm not to that point where I can hire a 13-year-old. Because I'm like, that's like a couple years older than my 4-year-old.
When will you get to the point where you're like, just leave them, they're fine? Because I don't feel like you've hit that yet.
No, because they're 4. The oldest is 4, so probably it. 9-ish?
Like when he gets 9.
9. I think he could watch the... Because then that would be 7 and 5.
Were you ever home... When was like the time that you were home alone by
all
yourself?
All the time. My parents were crazy.
But like, do you remember the first time you were home alone?
No. I don't remember the first time. I just remember... Because I had an older brother and older sister. My brother was 2 years older than me.
Yeah, same.
But we didn't have a lot... I mean, my parents left us home alone a lot, like when we were younger.
Well, yeah. See, I remember being left home alone, but I had 2 older sisters. Well, I have 3 older sisters, but 2 of them were much older than us.
Yeah.
And then my other one was already older than me, so I was never alone.
Yeah, I really don't remember. I have no idea. And I guess I was never really alone because my brother and sister were there.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I want to say we were 8 and 9. I don't know. Maybe we had a babysitter and I don't remember. I mean, I know we had a babysitter like when I was like 5 and 6, 7, like when we were in the summer and my parents were at work. But after that, I mean, it was just us. Like we just chilled. But I don't know. I don't know. But what's going on with your life? Can we talk about your life or do you want to move on and not?
No, yeah, we can.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Well, I wanted to tell you something. And this is my rejected. I had prepped that I'm kind of making the news again.
No. We kind of talked about it.
For a third time, this is totally different.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which we can talk about that. But this is the third time. It's called the Heart of Gold Show. They're going to interview me. It's like a Nashville local YouTube series.
What?
Yeah.
What are they interviewing you for?
Talk about my career, how I moved to Nashville, what happened, all that good stuff. My life.
Hello.
Well, I was going to say they have to shoot some B-roll of me doing something.
No, I don't want B-roll. I ain't no B-roll.
No,
I'm
like
A-roll.
You'd be in it with me.
No.
It's just called B-roll.
No.
It's all called B-roll.
No. I need to be A-roll.
It's called B-roll.
Yeah. I don't want to be B-roll.
Okay. Do you want to be in the A-roll with me?
No. If they ain't interviewing me, they ain't getting me.
Oh, okay.
I'm done with them.
Well, I was just going to say, if you wanted to be in it, you know?
No. I'm good, man. I don't want to be a side piece. I don't need to be an extra, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the main attraction. Like, that's get the hell.
Okay. Well, I was trying to be nice.
Well, I appreciate you being nice, but I don't need that.
Oh yeah, no. The other, I got a lot of listeners that sent me that the news story of my ex-boyfriend. I had a lot of people hit me up about it.
Yeah. I don't know how to talk about that. That's awkward.
That's a word. That is a noise to describe the situation for sure.
Man, so like, what happens from here? And that lady that, I don't know if we should talk about what happened.
Well, so, and it's my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not recent, but.
But, I mean, you were with him for a while.
Yeah, we were together for like nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And the And I will, I've said it before on air. I've mentioned in passing and a lot of times that I have been in an abusive relationship, but I don't think anybody until something like this happens, they're like, because I remember like after we talked about it just briefly on
air. Okay. Now my question is, okay, so you see this, do you reach out to that chick?
No.
And as a support?
You know, I don't.
Like, it, I mean, honestly, like, I don't know if you yeah, maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like at that point you need to slide into the DMs and be like, look, like there is something outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause you relate on something so you can kind of tell her, hey, it's okay. Like you can, I don't know.
If she wanted to talk to like his past people, then I would talk to her.
Right.
But I think I'm just so at a point. I mean, this was, gosh, Lunchbox, I think it was like 5 years ago now, almost 5 years that we dated. And I am so far removed from it and want to stay that way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't ever want to even be part of anything because he's already tried to drag me in different times over the course of the last 5 years of just random different things because that's the type of person he is. And I just don't like want any part of it. You know, like when I got out, I was like, it was as if like I took a sharp knife and cut every potential avenue of way of communicating.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like I've never, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Like I don't know if you're supposed to reach out to her and be like, yo.
It did. Like, more than anything, what made me feel really sad was that I almost wish, because similar things happened in our relationship, and I almost wish that I would have reported it and done things on it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel safe and I didn't feel like it was going to be beneficial for me to get out. Like I didn't trust the system enough to take care of it, which is really sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it does make me sad that I didn't, and maybe this, he would, you know, not be out on the streets doing whatever he does. But that's more what makes me sad than anything. And so I think there is like some triggering that for me because I just feel like I could have done something. I know I couldn't have.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel like there is something you could have done.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That way it's on record so that people see it. Like it's like.
But like at the same time, somebody like him has been so good about like hiding his past and hiding a lot of things that
I don't
even know.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the authorities, they see, okay, he has this. Boom, he had that. Boom, he has it. That's like five times. You know what I mean? Yeah. Instead of it's. Two times or one time, whatever. Like they have the.
Yeah. And trust me, there are onions and onions and onions to that relationship that I was in and how horrible it was. But I was talking to you guys in the last room about it, like the really vivid memory for me, because I don't think a lot of people, when abusive relationships get talked about, I think the one thing that is so horrible to me is that from the outside looking in, it looks so great and nobody knows everything that's happening. And so like the night of Dancing with the Stars when Bobby won was like the night that everything really came to a head and it got really bad. He had seen some social media posts that I posted and he didn't like it and went off on me. And I had to be live tweeting for Dancing with the Stars. Like this is the finale. There was a lot happening. I was working. And I remember he had to leave to go play like a co-ed game that he was in, just happened to be in, which he normally didn't do. And I was really thankful for that. And so when he left, I literally like threw everything I could find into a suitcase. I grabbed Remy. I grabbed like everything that I could possibly have and survive for the next several weeks and left. And I went and I live tweeted the Dancing with the Stars finale from a Starbucks parking lot.
Well, how did you watch it?
I was watching it on my phone. And I connected.
That's smart. See, I wouldn't have been able to do that because I don't know how to watch it on my phone. I don't know how to pull up the TV on my phone, so I wouldn't have been able to do that. So that's why I was like, dang, they have that in Starbucks? I didn't know they had TVs, but never mind.
No, so I was in their parking lot because Starbucks was closed. But I was like,
well, I thought Starbucks was 24 hours.
I don't think they are. No,
my bad. It shows how much I drink coffee.
Has Wi-Fi. Yeah. I was like thinking Wi-Fi, right? And so I connected to Wi-Fi on my computer and I was live tweeting from my computer, watching on my phone. Obviously, he won, like, live tweeted it all, and then, like, went to a girlfriend, slept a few hours of what I could after all of that happened, and literally got on a red eye, went home, dropped off Remy, needed her safe to get out of the situation for me, came back to deal with everything, and then, like, I was officially out of it I shouldn't say officially. I was more out of it after I got back from Thanksgiving and I was dealing with it.
Dang.
But isn't that, I think the crazier part of that is just so many people think, you know, if outside looking in, especially with social media, right? Everything looked all shiny and pretty and, oh, they're so happy, when it really wasn't. It was really dark. And especially like a really happy time of like the show's life, I was like going through it.
Dang. That's what I'm saying. Like, ooh.
Yeah. It was literally the best noise to use in this scenario. Yeah. But it was, I mean, when I saw that news story, like it was super triggering for me. I was like,
I'll bet. Don't show your parents.
They saw it. They know. Okay, they know. Right. Well, my parents know.
I understand that, but yeah. That's like,
Oh yeah.
Like, do you ever see him at a bar?
Oh no. Like there was bars I stopped going to. I stopped going out for a while. That was a big part of why I really kind of stopped going out as much, as I just, cause he followed me home. I shouldn't say followed. He chased me home after a night out one time when he saw me out, and he tried to corner me into a bar that we were at. One of my favorite bars that I used to go to. And now I refuse to go.
Honky tonk.
There's a lot of honky tonks. So I did like stop for a while until I felt safe again, and until I moved into my new place and I had a lot of my security and stuff that I had in. And I even like talked to our security guard here about him, so he was aware.
And what'd he say?
He was just like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, if you ever need anything, like you just call me and I will be there. So I felt like I had better security measures in place.
Dang.
As time went on. But
oh man, yeah. Well, happy Saturday, guys. How are you guys doing? Yeah, party animals.
I know, ironic. I started with party animals and here we are.
Yeah, well, I am. Yeah.
And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's uncomfortable. Awkward. It's
like, oh man, it's a weird thing to talk about. It's a weird thing to.
And I'd rather laugh than cry, especially with you. I really don't want to cry because I think you'd be even more uncomfortable.
Okay, I when you started telling the story, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to cry. She's going to cry. Like, I saw the, I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I thought you were gonna cry.
Yeah, you don't do crying. So
no, I mean, I've done crying before.
Yes, but I think if I would, you just it's just you and me in this room right now, and you'd be like, "Dang, this feels very." No,
I'd be like
this.
I'd be like, "You all right? It's okay. Like, you're gonna be all right. It's okay." It's like my 4-year-old. The other day, we were at the park, and he was chasing some pigeons because we were going to look for ducks, but there was no ducks. And he's chasing pigeons and he tripped over. There's all these roots exposed, these trees. I'm like, we got to do something. We got to spruce this park up a little bit and like fix this because it's a tripping hazard. And he was just chasing the pigeons. And I mean, boom, fell flat. You know what I mean? And you would have thought his hand was getting cut off. I mean, he had a cut on his hand. It was gross. You know what I mean? But, and I mean, he wailed and wailed. All right. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. After about 30 minutes of him wailing, I don't know what to do anymore. And I'm just like, all right, hey, man, like, your hand's not falling off. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but you're fine. Like, you know what I mean?
This is Lunchbox comforting. This is what I imagine it would look like.
Well, no, I comforted, but then I was out of comfort.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how long I needed to do it.
You're like, there's an end to the comfort.
Like, there has to be an end, dude. Like, it's a cut on your hand. Like, and he's like, I never want to go back to that park again. And I'm like, it's not like, it's okay. Like, it happens, but he's like, and after about 30 minutes of that, it's like, okay, I'm going to, and it's not like he broke his arm. He had a cut on his hand. Like, if he broke his arm, I don't even know what we're going to have to do. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That would be bad, but
yeah,
good times, man.
Well, you did great in this scenario with me too, but I definitely held back a lot of emotion.
No, you could have let it go. Like, you could have let it go. I'd have filmed it.
Exactly.
I made a joke. I mean, I would have laughed. Whatever. All right, we're out.
No, I was trying to compliment you. You did good. You did good. And it's definitely a really horrible thing to happen. And I wish it to never happen for anybody. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But I am. If there are any listeners out there that did go through it or are going through it, and they need things and help and somebody
hit up
to
you,
talk to,
you.
Yes.
Or there's resources in your city.
For sure.
I don't know how to help.
Yeah, not Lunchbox.
Like, I mean, I want to help, but I don't know how to help. Like,
but yeah. I've been there and I've been through it. So
like,
I'm
when you went to your girlfriend's
to
house, why didn't you come stay at our crib?
Well, honestly, like, I didn't want anybody to know what was going on.
Yeah, because you feel embarrassed,
you
quote
do,
unquote.
And you feel very vulnerable. You feel very exposed and just very like, how did I let that happen? And at the end of the day, like it took me 3 years of therapy to realize like I didn't let it happen. I just fell in love with the wrong person.
Yeah.
But that's a hard like mental space to be in. And so like there was only one person who like she kind of knew some stuff that was going on. And I was like, okay, I need you.
Yeah.
And
Sandra, she's pretty good. She's a good friend.
Wait, what did you say the name?
Sandra.
Oh, I thought you said Cassie because her name is Cassie.
Oh, no.
Was the friend.
I just throw Sandra out there. Like,
yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Close enough. You were close.
Yeah. But Sandra, yeah. Monica.
Yes. So
a little bit of Rita in my life.
Lunchbox is trying really hard to change the subject, and we're going to. I'll wrap a bow and say, if you need anything, I got you. If you want to laugh, go to Lunchbox.
Or, you know, like people in your town, there's resources.
There is. There's definitely resources to help. And I'm very thankful that I have awesome family and friends who help me get through
it. I'm glad I was there for you.
Or, oh gosh. Okay. Scuba Steve is going to go on some one-on-one dates with people on the show. What's your date going to look like? Have you thought about this?
This is never going to happen. You think
it's never going to happen?
It's never going to happen.
Really?
Like, yes. Like, come on.
Well, it really didn't.
It's never
going to
happen
that way.
Like, you really believe it's going to happen? Like, do you honestly believe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, based on what we keep seeing with like your conspiracy theory report, nothing ever happens.
Hey, it's been busy. I'm busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, things happen.
So what you're saying is not going to happen with you.
No, it won't. I'll bet you he does it with maybe two people.
That's true. Well, I told him.
Maybe it'll be a lunch with two people.
I told him he can come work out with me and we can go, or we can go rock climbing.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know when it happens.
Okay. You don't
just let me know when it happens because okay. It's not going to happen. So when you say, what is my date going to be with Scuba? It's not a date. It would be a hang. Anyway. And there would be nothing. I have no idea. Like, let's see. We could go to a soccer game.
I was going to say, like, if you had a buddy coming into town and it was just you and him for like 5 hours, well, what would you go do?
It depends what buddy it is.
Okay, well, Scuba's the buddy.
Well, see, I don't know. Scuba, I mean, he plays golf every once in a while. I guess we'd go play golf, go to a Nashville soccer game.
Oh, you got like
drinks,
a whole day planned, yeah.
Go to dinner. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I really don't know.
Okay.
It depends what they want to do. Like, I went to dinner with a buddy. Kid I grew up with. I guess it's a kid. I don't know. He grew up together. You know what I mean?
Buddy kid is a lot the same thing, Lunchbox.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, we talk every once in a while. Like, we text every once in a while. But, I mean, I haven't seen him in probably 15 years. Like, it's not like it's like one of my best friends. But he was in town for a conference, and he hit me up. He's like, I'm coming to town. I was like, all right, we'll grab dinner. You know, and we actually grabbed dinner. And we went to dinner, and it was cool. It was great. And it was like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? Like, chatted up, you know what I mean? Like, talked about life, and it was crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what we'd do. But, I mean, I really
something
don't.
Something a little like that?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
But Scuba, I know better. I mean, I don't know. I've hung out with Scuba more than him, than that guy. So it's like.
Yeah, you and Scuba take blowjob shots together.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. No, we only Scuba had the blowjob. He's the only one.
No, you were there.
I was there. I filmed it.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah. So you guys take him.
So yeah, it just depends on the friend that's coming into town. What level of friend are you talking?
Mm.
Like, is it like tight, like, yo, that's my boy? Or is it like, what's up, man?
Okay, so is Scuba your boy?
Yeah,
or
Scuba.
Is it like, what's up, man?
No, I'd say Scuba is my boy. I like Scuba.
Okay.
Yeah. And, or is it more like, hey, like, haven't seen you in 15 years. You want to grab a bite? Like, because, like, here's my new, I don't know if this is a new thing. Like, I'll tell you what happened. There's this chick, okay?
Oh, gosh.
No, it's not like I hooked up.
Well, when you say this chick, something tends to follow that I don't know that I want to hear.
No, you want to hear this. Like, we went to college together.
Okay.
She lived across the hall in the dorms.
Okay.
Because we had co-ed dorms. Baller Chisholm Hall, shout out, UTSA. Let me know if you guys ever lived there. I lived on the first floor when you walked in the building to the right. So, right by the fire doors. I was the first one this side of the fire doors towards the front desk. Right-hand side. So she lived across the hall, right? And so we
Can
were.
Can I just ask you something real quick?
What?
Why do you feel the need to insert every single detail to a story?
That's how you tell stories.
Guys. No. I mean, like, I did not need to know where the room was at on the hallway.
Do you understand? Okay, see, this is the difference between you and I, and me and a lot of people. The ability to put the details in a story. Like when you watch a movie, the details are so key. So when you're telling a story, details are very, like, they paint a picture. They let you feel like you are there.
But do you feel like people listening to this podcast right now are closing their eyes and trying to feel where we are?
No, they're trying to feel me at Chisholm Hall and trying to figure out, like, where I lived and where Amy lived. Oh, right. I just said her name.
Go on with your story.
So anyway, she hits me up, says, hey, coming to Nashville. What are some suggestions? Blah, 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 blah. Boom, send her a list, all this. She's come with her husband, who I knew because she met him when we lived at Chisholm Hall.
Okay.
And,
let go of Chisholm Hall.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, okay, cool. And then she comes to Nashville and does all this stuff and then peace out. Never hit me up. Never said, hey, want to grab a drink? Like, you hit me up for suggestions. Like, I thought it was like, oh, hey, let's grab a drink too. Like, why were you in town? You know what I mean? I found that so bizarre.
Wait, so when's the last time you talked to her?
What do you mean? Like, seen her?
Yeah, or like just talk to her online or text or something.
Oh, I let me see if I have her number. I don't know if I have her number.
Well, then why do you think she would ask you to hang out if you guys don't even communicate?
Well, I mean, we were friends in college.
I mean, it is weird that she hit you up for suggestions if you don't talk already. I always find that weird when people reach out just because I live in Nashville of like, not listeners. I don't mind when listeners reach out.
Well,
or whatever,
I mean, we're friends. Like we every once in a while I'll comment on something on hers on Facebook. Like her pictures or whatever, you know what
so
I mean?
So she does think you're friends.
Yeah, I would say we're friends on Facebook. Like we're 100% friends.
That does not mean you're friends in real life.
But I would say we're friends in real life.
You like, don't even have a phone number.
I don't have a lot of people's phone numbers.
Okay, but like, do you direct message with her on Facebook?
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but every once in a while, like.
I have so many phone numbers in here. Like, these are all the phone numbers I've probably had since middle school.
Yeah.
And if somebody's not in this phone number. Okay,
the fact that you had phones in middle school is stupid because we didn't have those. So you got to understand that like having cell phone numbers is a little bit different.
Okay, fair. But
my generation.
My point is still the same, that everyone that I've ever wanted to keep in contact with, I've never deleted a number from them.
Yeah.
So like if I don't have a phone number of somebody, that's like shows me that I'm not like friends with that person. Like we may be acquaintances.
See, I'd say, because, I mean, we, 4 years of college, you know, like, we were tight. Like, we were friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was roommates with
us, and we'd hang out. How long ago was college?
What year is this? 20 years ago?
But
still.
20 years. That you guys have had literally 2 decades difference of life happening.
Yeah, I understand. But if we're tight enough for you to hit me up and ask me for suggestions.
That is weird.
Then I feel like it's like hey.
Would you have wanted to get drinks?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
That's where it is.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Here, that's my new thing. Yeah. That's no. I don't know. Like, I don't know because I haven't talked to her. So it'd be cool to be like, hey, what's been going on? Like, I know you got kids. Like,
were you guys like good friends in college?
Like, what do you mean good friends?
I mean, like, did y'all hang out all the time?
Yeah, we hung out. She lived with another girl that we like because they lived across the hall, and then they got an apartment together. So, like, okay. We remained friends. Like, you know what I mean? Because they
you kept hanging out.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And so it's just interesting, and there's different types of people. So she comes to town.
Wait. So did you ever say to her and say, "Hey, do you want to get a drink?"
No. Well, I was like. I was waiting for her to say that because I don't want to interrupt your plans, but I feel like if you're hitting me for suggestions, you really have no plans. You're just kind of going here to go and party and do whatever.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Cool. But you didn't. So you guys didn't meet up.
So we didn't meet up.
Okay.
Then there's the other person that's coming, her and her husband, we're friends, blah, blah, blah. They asked me.
A lot of women involved. Go on.
Yeah. I got a lot of chicks. You know what I'm saying?
The chick word.
And she comes with her husband. She's like, we should meet up. We should get a drink. Cool. But she was the type of, I'd text her and it'd be like 3 hours later, all right, we're here at this place. I'm like, well, that was 3 hours ago. You know what I mean? Like, or we're going to be drinking.
Does she not know you have kids?
No, she does.
Oh, she just didn't care.
But that's what I'm saying. I think they were just drunk the whole time.
Oh.
And so she never really set a, hey, let's grab lunch. Or it was just like randomly she'd text me and be like, hey, we're here. And I'm like, well, I can't go right now. You know?
Yeah.
Or we're having dinner here. And I'm like, well, you tell me 10 minutes before.
When you go to all these places where they're at, do you ever reach out to them and say like, hey, let's grab a drink?
Well, they all, I haven't, the first one lives in San Antonio. I haven't been to San Antonio in, I don't know how many, I mean, it's been.
Okay. So there's never been that opportunity.
I never go to San Antonio. That's the, cause my family's in Austin. So yes. So, and then when I go to Austin, it's very hard because I spend most of my time with family.
Yeah. So well, this, both of your families.
Yeah. So the second girl was, is Austin.
Okay.
She's from Austin. And so we never met up. And I was like, okay, cool. We tried. Then there's the third type of person, which is another chick.
This is a lot of top people and a lot of women.
Another chick. Go on. She comes with her husband about 3 weeks ago. And she told me, she asked me for suggestions.
Yeah.
And she was like, this day we're going to go here. This day we're going to go here. This day we're going to go here for lunch. And so, boom, we set a lunch for, boom, we're going to lunch on that day at this place. Because she named the different places she was going to go to lunch. And I picked which one I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And so, boom, we meet up. No problem. And she is friends with the second chick. Her and her, you know what I mean? And the second chick goes, oh, you got time for her, but you could never meet up with me. And I was like, no, you never had a schedule. You never had a plan. You were just...
There's a lot of women on a roster to meet up with you and your wife.
Well, no, I didn't, my wife didn't go to lunch with them.
Oh, you didn't? It
no,
was just you?
Just me, her, and her husband.
Okay, well, her husband was there. Okay.
But even if her husband wasn't there, it doesn't matter. Like, my wife doesn't, like, my wife didn't really know her.
Out of all three of those, who were you the best friends with at the time?
At the time? Oh, when they came to Nashville?
Like, no.
The
two later ones, yes. But I mean, like, originally. Like, when you met them, who was your, like, good friend?
That's interesting, because there's different stages of life.
Okay, no. We're not going through all that. Just give me a basic answer.
No, because, like, the first one was college, and we were tight. Then the second two, they were friends. And then I became friends with them. And there was a third one. There was three of them, but she wasn't involved in the story. But we became tight. Sixth Street, parties.
You're getting a nice hard look at lunchboxes. Friendship trees.
Yeah. Like, so, it, different stages. Like, I wouldn't say we were, like, we never, we grabbed lunch every once in a while in Austin. Those chicks. I mean, I don't know, but it was just very interesting.
Okay, can we also work on not calling them those chicks?
Why?
Can we just say like those girls or something? Chicks is so like, when you say chicks, I have a feeling that a story is about to come that you hooked up with somebody.
Oh, no.
So can you just start saying like those girls? And chicks can only be used when they're in
reference.
No, because
they are chicks.
But they're not. Nobody else says the word chicks anymore.
Really?
No.
Oh, come on.
Unless you're like, I don't know, like some dude sitting at a bar by yourself. I don't know.
Are you sure?
Yes. I can't tell you the last time, besides you, that I have heard a guy say, what up, chick? Or like, that's a chick or this chick.
Huh.
You really don't realize that?
No, I thought people said chicks all the time.
No. So that's what I'm saying. At least I can
identify.
I mean,
my sister's softball team growing up was the Slick Chicks.
Okay, that's a softball team.
I mean, what's wrong with it? So they were, I mean, the
it's
chicks
not like
a is a band.
Negative connotation. But it's just when you talk about, every time you say a chick, I think you're about to talk about a hookup story. So at least I can identify the two.
No. Like, I didn't hook up with these girls. No.
I know. So like, can you just say these girls? That way I can know when you're about to be like, this chick down in Austin.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, so I can get some identifier here.
Yeah. I mean, I thought them being my friends was an identifier.
No, because you're friends with everybody.
Okay.
Like I said, lunchboxes, friendship tree.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of friendship trees, but yes. So now it's like, all right, cool. Like, you want to meet up? All right, well, so those are the three types of people. And the first one, I'm just still like.
Still baffled by
it. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
That's fair. Okay, well, we got to take a quick break.
Like, is that baffling to you? Like, am I crazy for thinking like that you hit me up, but then you don't hit me up?
No, you're not. And if you're going to reach out to somebody, I mean, I don't expect any it's hard though, because most of the people that ask me recommendations are listeners.
Right.
Or like friends of friends. And I don't anticipate them asking me to hang out. So I don't feel like I have a good situation to relate it to. Does that make sense? Whereas the other two, I would say like, yeah, you should meet up if you're like friends with them and they were actually trying to. But the second one, I've had those friends. They get too drunk and I'm like, yeah, you're on your own.
Well, right. they just never set a plan. It was just more like, we're going to be drinking today.
So the point of is always be the third girl.
Well, it depends on if you want to be, if you are serious about meeting up.
Yeah.
You have to be the third girl. if you're just trying to like tease people and be like, you know what I mean? Like, we're friends, but do I really want to have a drink with you? If you can come spur of the moment, be the second girl.
Okay.
But the first one is still blows my mind. Like, no.
Yes, but I get it.
No, I get it. Here's the thing. I get it also, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if it's a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And they ask you.
Yeah. But it's like your friend.
Yeah, like.
Maybe she just doesn't feel like you guys are friends anymore.
She might think that.
Yeah. I don't think you're
friends. Maybe I'll text her.
Oh, boy.
I don't have her number.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
We had Lucas Nelson come on the show this week, and he was really awesome. He did two really cool performances that you can watch on our YouTube page, and he talked about his whole family and just a lot of really cool stories. So definitely check out that whole interview. That's going to be on the Best Bits, just the bits.
But wait, it's going to be on the Best Bits?
Yeah. Like the interview is.
That's interesting.
But the performance is on YouTube.
Right. But if you can't, I feel like, okay, that's interesting. So it's just a way to plug for people to go look.
To go listen to the Best Bits. Because right now they're just talking to us. There's no bits in here.
Right, but I'm saying, I feel like what makes the Best Bits is them playing.
Yeah, but the interview is also a big part.
Okay.
Listeners love interviews.
What I mean? Like, I
see, this is why I'm the digital girl and why you're Lunchbox.
Yeah. Well, if I needed to know, I'd need to know.
Okay. I went to a Western fashion show. Lunchbox, it was crazy. Let me just tell you. Let me set the scene, okay? This is for Boot Barn. Have you heard of Boot Barn?
Yes, I know Boot Barn.
Okay, so I've never been to a fashion show before.
You've never been to the fashion show? I've been in a fashion show, girl. Come on.
Okay, I've been in fashion shows. I've never been to like an official. Most of them are like charity stuff, or they're like just different. This was like an official.
Oh, this is them revealing their new line.
Yes, this is like a new fashion show.
So they were new boot goofing.
They were new boot goofing. They should have used that. But so the scene, the runway that they had three old cars on it. Danielle Bradbury and her guitar player were in the middle one performing the whole time. And then I think these were, we concluded they were Titans cheerleaders or dancers that they had in these black like sequin dresses and white boots. And they were dancing the whole time.
That's legit.
And then around the cars was the runway. So that's for like where they walked, and they were in all the Western gear and like the chaps and everything. It was crazy.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it.
Okay. So it was fun.
A good experience. Yeah. And there was a lot of like artists there. Your girl Lauren Elena was there. Kylie Morgan, Struggle, Jennings was there that we played with at the charity Sturgill? Softball game. No, it's Struggle Jennings.
Who's that?
He played on our softball team for the charity softball. Oh my goodness.
Let me see.
Okay.
I thought that was Sturgill Simpson.
No, those are two different people.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on.
Oh, Lunchbox.
Who's the guy you said?
Struggle Jennings. He's friends with Jelly Roll, and he's a singer. You really don't know who I'm talking about. He played on our team.
I know. Yeah, it is him.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I really had the wrong person.
Yeah, you did.
The whole time I thought I was talking to that guy. What did I say?
You thought it was Sturgill Simpson?
Yeah, I don't
know. They do not look at all alike either.
Well, I just heard the name, so I thought they said Sturgill Simpson. Is that the other one?
No.
Wow, they couldn't have been more different.
I'm really glad you got to see that in real time for yourself.
Wow. Like, I literally just heard them say his name, and so I just assumed it was this dude.
They said struggle, though. Those are two different words.
They're pretty dang close. They're pretty darn close.
Okay. Well, it was awesome. Cool. And it was out at, like, a farm, and there was twinkle lights everywhere. They had a free bar.
They didn't invite me to that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's so weird.
But I'm also voicing for Sheplers, which was created.
Oh, Sheplers, yeah, the boots.
And they're owned by Boot Barn now.
Ah.
So it was
is Sheplers boots or hats?
Sheplers is all, it's all Western wear. It has okay, got hats, it. Boots, jeans,
see,
everything.
I almost endorsed for Wrangler.
I met a guy from Wrangler last night.
Yeah, well, because my buddy's dad, growing up, he sold Wranglers.
Mm.
And he would drive around Texas. He took out the seats in his minivan, and he had racks and put in. And he would hang all the Wranglers in there, and he'd drive to all these cities.
Is that how they used to sell jeans before the internet?
Well, yeah, he would have to go. Well, no, he was selling them to like stores, like big purchase orders.
Oh.
Like he wasn't going to individual houses.
I don't know. I don't know.
And so he always tried to get me to wear the Wranglers. He wanted me to wear the Wranglers, and then he wanted me to work for Wrangler. He was like, dude, the day you turn 18, I am hiring you because you are going to sell Wranglers.
And you didn't want to?
No, I mean, I didn't want to. I mean, he
did
was
you ever like, wear Wranglers? I don't see you in Wranglers.
No, I didn't wear the Nuthuggers. No.
I don't see you in Wranglers.
No, I didn't wear those. But yes, I mean.
I don't even think I've seen you wear a pair of cowboy boots.
I got a couple pairs, but.
You do?
Like, I got this chick. That I knew in
girl.
Austin, like we're friends, like
girl.
Yeah. She used to work for a boot company in Austin. And so she hooked me up with a pair of boots.
Did you ever wear them?
Well, I have them at my house. Like
I know,
she just
but
gave
have
them
you
to
ever
me.
Wore them?
I tried them on, but the problem is they're too puffy. Like they're puffy up at the.
For your little straight leg jeans.
No. Not for my straight leg jeans. I'm saying for, I don't know what kind of jean you'd have to get, but it like. Once you put the jeans over it, looks all kind of whack. Like they're.
That's why there's jeans called boot cut.
Yeah, but I still think, like, I'll have to show them to you.
No, they are. Most guys, the boot. So girls are a little bit tighter, but they're still. They all like have gaps in them at the top, so there's room to breathe. You don't want them tight.
Oh well, yeah, okay. Well, I have a pair of those, so she hooked me up with those, and she hooked my wife up with a pair of boots.
Nice.
And then what,
you going to the rodeo now?
No, I'm not going to the rodeo, but yeah, but Mike, he always tried to get me to, and then he was like, dude, when you turn 18, you're going to be a Wrangler salesman. That is what you're going to do. You know, because he would see me sell those World's Finest Chocolate, and he was like, dude, you are a freaking salesman.
I don't feel like chocolate and jeans translate.
No. He told me, I believe he might have been the one, I don't know who told me, but he told me you could sell ice to a freaking Eskimo.
That is true. You're a great salesman. You really are.
And so, but then I never worked for Wrangler. And then I did wear a pair of boots to my friend Courtney, this chick back in Austin that I've been friends with since like sophomore year of high school. She was getting married and I had to wear boots and like, God, I never had boots. So I went to Mike's house and his feet are a little smaller than mine. Mike's Justin's dad, my buddy, Justin. Mike is the Wrangler salesman.
Again, more details.
And so he would always get boots for free because he'd give people Wranglers and he has all these boots. I was like, dude, I need to borrow a pair of boots. He's like, I got so many boots. Come on. So I went to his house and he lived over there by Lakeline Mall. Like, and so this is already when I lived here.
Tell I did not need.
And so I drive over there, pull in the driveway, go in his closet. And I mean, he's got boot after boot after boot after boot, except for his feet are smaller than mine.
Were you taking a girl two-stepping?
No, I was going to the wedding. I was going to Courtney's wedding.
Oh, and you just felt you had to wear boots?
No, I had to. It was a outdoor wedding, and it was like boots and a sport coat, and like I was a groom.
Oh, it was part you had.
I was in the wedding.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was like, since when you have to wear boots to a wedding?
I was in the wedding. I was in the wedding.
Got it.
And the only problem is his feet are a half size smaller than mine, so I had to cram my feet into the boots.
Bad news for cowboys.
Oh my gosh, you want to talk about pain? Pain.
Why didn't you just go buy your own cowboy boots?
They're expensive.
They are expensive.
Exactly.
But then you have a good pair always.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I cheap. So I got a pair. So he, and then he let me keep them, but I'm like, well, I don't need them, Mike. I don't need them. But so I still probably have those in my closet, but then I have the ones that my friend hooked me up with that she used
and
to wear.
These
the
are
boot
the
room.
Right size.
Yeah, they're the right size, gotcha. But they're kind of wide. I don't know how to wear them.
Yeah, you need some bootcut jeans. The jeans you're wearing right now probably wouldn't work with them. Maybe, no. Maybe, but you need bootcut jeans.
I haven't bought a new
pair. Or you can wear them with the guys cut off the jeans and have jean shorts.
I'm not doing that. That's frat daddy stuff.
I mean, it's also pretty like redneck too.
Okay, there you go. That's what I really meant, but I didn't want to say it.
I mean, it's very like, I grew up around a lot of guys wearing that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how to buy jeans. Like I haven't bought jeans in probably.
Yeah, you wear the same pair over and over.
I have one pair of jeans.
I know.
But here's, and another thing I do, like if I do go buy jeans, I'd buy two pairs.
Of the same kind.
Same kind.
Yeah.
But then only wear one because I don't want, and I'd wear that one out and then bring out the second pair. Mm. I'm weird.
No, that's not too weird. I do, if I have a favorite of something, I'll buy it.
Well, it's not that I have a favorite. It's just like, oh, they fit, so I don't have to go back to the store.
It's your favorite. You only have one of them, so it's got to be your favorite.
But then I'm like, I don't even know what jeans are in style. Like, I wouldn't even know how to buy jeans right now.
Well, and guys are different. Y'all's styles don't change near as much.
Well, it changes.
It does, but like not near as much as women. Like
the only thing that stays the same is everything changes. Everything changes.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, speaking of like things we could collaborate with, I saw Lainey Wilson collaborated with Stanley Cup, which so jealous because
with who?
Stanley Cup, literally with his.
Oh, Stanley Cup. Yeah. Stanley you know Cup. What? Here's the thing. I'd never even heard of those, and now they're everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, they're super popular, and I love mine. I don't go anywhere without it. But I want to know if you could have a collaboration with anyone, like a business.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Who are you collaborating with? Because hers is Stanley Cup.
Dang, that's a great question.
Like anybody in the world that you could choose, what are you choosing? Because I think I have a few ideas. I think it would either be Apple because I always want all the new stuff that comes out.
Yeah, I wouldn't do Apple. That's not my thing.
And technology.
That's not my jam.
Or Taco Bell because I already eat there all the time.
No. Like I would do Brooks because they're running shoes. They're the bomb.
Yeah, you love those.
I have Brooks socks on right now. And they have running and they have clothes. So that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I also think like, oh man, who else? Who else would I?
Another one for me would be Lululemon. That's all I wear working out.
I've had one shirt from them. Someone gave it to me as a gift.
Yeah.
Dude, that was super soft.
Yeah.
That stuff is not cheap. So.
It isn't. So it'd be a great collaboration.
Oh, you know who I like? I like Penguin.
Oh yeah, is that your collared shirts that have funny
logos? All my collared shirt. A penguin. Is a good one or Results.
I thought you were gonna say like a hoodie company.
Results is my one with like Ninja Turtles and my other
seen
one.
Your
Results. R S V L T S.
I know which one it is.
That's what I want.
Okay.
I'll show you
those
your Instagram.
Two, your collared shirts. Not a hoodie company.
I don't know a hoodie company.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean it's like
hoodies are in companies. There's not like a hoodie.
Right. If you could tell me the name of a hoodie company, I would love a hoodie. See, here they are. Look at these guys.
You do like Champion. I think Champion makes a lot of hoodies.
Like these guys got great
shirts.
You
don't have to show me this. I do know who they are.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
You always wear them though. That's like when you dress up, that's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good look for you. So those are our dream collaborations. Why did you make that face when I said Taco Bell?
Oh, no, I didn't make a face. I don't think I made a face.
You did. You were like,
no, I was just saying like, oh man, like.
But that's such a good one. Because then I got food all the time.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, or
I would take Cheddar's. That food is good.
I ate there for the first time.
Good.
And literally like a couple weeks ago, and I had never had their biscuits before, and they were really good.
That's good. Cracker Barrel. I mean, I there's a lot of companies I'd like to.
I know. That's why I said like dream collaboration. Yeah. I think my top one, like if I could only choose one, would be Lululemon. Because I wear it all the time.
Yeah.
And I work out often, and it'd be like a great collaboration.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be the one I'd go with.
That's cool.
If you only choose one of all the ones you mentioned, what are you choosing?
Nike.
You didn't even choose that earlier. Where was that in the conversation?
But they have a lot of stuff too. I mean, I don't know.
They
like,
do have a lot of stuff, but like I've said, of the ones that you just talked about that you loved, and you didn't go Nike?
I guess I'd have to go Brooks because they have shoes and clothes, and that's what I'd do.
Okay. Deal. Well, we also reviewed The Stuff this week because of you. Terrible movie, Lunchbox.
No. Guys, that terrible movie will change your life.
Like, it was like, you know, what's the saying where it's like, oh, it was such a bad car wreck, I couldn't look away. That's what that movie made me feel like.
Wow. Okay, I mean, I get it. When I watched it again.
Did you have different feelings this time?
Yeah, I realized how bad the like graphics and stuff were. Yeah. But when I was like 7, 8 years old.
It was probably pretty cool.
It was awesome. And there was no way I was ever going to eat yogurt again.
That's true. Have you eaten yogurt?
Now I've eaten yogurt as I've gotten older.
So,
but that for a while, I did not eat yogurt. There was no chance you were getting yogurt near my mouth. No chance after watching that movie. And as you get older, I didn't realize all the political commentary in there.
Yeah. Well, and like Mo is just absurd.
Yes. And just like the like kind of talk, like it's like a metaphor for society and the government. Yeah. Like it's crazy. I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
I
and just knew like about the army general is like very much not a good guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just rant, like it was so good, man. I'm telling you, I texted AJ and I was like, dude, when they're reviewing this movie, and he was like, I hope they understand the comedy gold and how awesome this movie was.
I will give you the benefit of the doubt that when you were kids, it was probably really great, but terrible now. It did not hold up over time.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was like a cult classic back in the day is what I found out. I didn't know that. I just found it at Blockbuster and we watched it and we rent it every freaking time.
It's so funny. It's such a weird one to like have a, like, because it, yes, it might have been a cult classic, but it wasn't one that was so big in pop culture that like I heard about it a lot.
Well, I don't think anybody had ever heard of it.
But you say cult classic. Like,
well, I read that later, like when we were doing this. Like,
I know, I
read,
but a cult classic means it's something everybody talks about and everybody's seen.
I was 7, 8 years old, so maybe a lot of people were talking about it back then.
Okay. Well, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it.
I'm just going to say like,
do you think any of our listeners went and watched
Shawshank
The Stuff?
Redemption. No, there's
nobody,
probably not a single person besides us that watched that.
Okay.
It's terrible. Okay. Besides The Stuff though, is there anything you've watched recently you want to talk about? I do want to talk about Succession. I watched 3 episodes.
It's fantastic.
I couldn't get into it. Lunchbox.
Stop. You don't give up.
I got so bored.
No.
I was like, these are just angry people, angry at everything.
Don't give up.
That is it.
Don't give up.
I was so bored.
No, you're not bored.
I was.
Just
I was
keep going.
I was even on a plane and I was even delayed and I chose not to watch it.
Keep going. I'm telling you, keep
until
going.
When? You shouldn't need 3 episodes to get me into something.
Like, you're into it, and you just don't even know you're into it. That's what's crazy.
Whatever. Let me tell you something that was really good. The first episode I started watching, and this you would like. I don't know that your wife would watch it, since she doesn't like emotional things. It's not emotional. It's just action, but it's Jack Ryan on Amazon.
My wife watches that crap.
It's so good. It's you would love it.
No, she told me. She's like, what did she say? I think she said, well... Because she started watching it because she was watching Bosch.
Bosch. I don't think I've seen that.
And then she started watching Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan is so good. It's on Amazon. It's fully like action packed. And there's not like a lot of emotion in it. And it's not like super lovey or anything.
Yeah. And then I think she started watching Jack Ryan. And I think she quote said, well, I pretty much know what Jack Ryan is. It's the same thing every single episode.
No, it's not.
I think that was her exact thing.
Each season, they have a different, and it's very related to, like, the society that we're in right now. Like, the first season focused on something that happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. The second one was India? They're all starting to blur together. The third one that I just watched was Russia. So it's a similar concept, but different people, different things happening.
Yeah, I said, well, don't give up now. She goes, well, I'm not going to quit, but it's okay. Lead up to it, blow something up, end of the episode.
Well, that's why I think you would like it. It's good.
So I'm not going to watch it because she's already watched it without me, so I'm not going to go back and watch
it. No. Let me see what it has on Rotten Tomatoes. But I think
it's probably pretty good. Like she just said.
It's really good. Yeah, it has a 78% tomato meter and 73% audience score.
Good.
Which is really high for a TV show.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I mean, like she said, she watches it, but she decided...
Dang, I was going to... I finally had something that you might have actually liked
but
watching.
But she watches it, and she's...
Okay, I do have another one.
Go.
So I did start watching the second season of Lincoln Lawyer. Did you ever watch Suits?
Never seen it. Okay, I've heard Seuss that's really good. I've heard it's really good.
If you do ever want to get into like a long series, Suits is the one to get into.
Okay.
You would both enjoy that. But Lincoln Lawyer gives me those vibes, but a little bit more action, a little bit darker. And so that's on Netflix. But this one, I think you might actually really like. It's a sports movie called Champions, and it's with Woody Harrelson. And it's like kind of more on the indie side of things, but it's about him. He was like a professional basketball coach, gets in some trouble, and then has to go for community service, teach a basketball team with disabilities.
Okay.
It was really good.
59% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, do you like Woody Harrelson? Do you know who that is? We've had him on the show.
Are you kidding me? Do I know who Woody Harrelson is?
In all fairness, you mixed struggles.
No. They're, Woody Harrelson is on a different level than that.
Okay. I love Woody Harrelson. I think he's awesome.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's who it is. It's the guy Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it is. Well, I don't know what that... Yeah, that's him, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know Guardians of the Galaxy, but I know who Woody Harrelson is.
Yeah, and I thought it was like... It may not be everybody's cup of tea because of the disabilities part of it, but I thought it was really good. And yeah. I like teared up at it.
Yeah, did you know a little known fact about Woody Harrelson's dad?
What?
He's in prison.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he assassinated someone.
Really? Wait, what?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah. He was an organized crime figure.
Yeah.
He assassinated a federal judge.
Yep.
Whoa, I am mind blown right now.
Isn't that wild?
That's so crazy. And it says allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, but he's rest in peace, man.
Wow. Okay, well, those are some, and I feel like all of those you would actually like. I brought things today that I felt like all of them you would like.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's sports. That's a sports movie.
I appreciate it.
So, you got anything?
No.
No.
I'm watching Succession. I'm telling you.
Season 4.
I'm about to start season 4. But here's the thing. It's just we only get one episode of TV per night. So it's so hard. Everybody's like, "Have you watched this? Have you watched that?" I'm like, "No, we haven't."
You know, I did watch The Bear though.
Did you watch season 1?
Oh, I watched all of it.
Chef.
It was really good.
Chef, I told you it was good.
A lot of people said
I haven't seen season 2, Chef.
Wait, you didn't? Oh my gosh, I finished the whole thing.
No. What did I just tell you? I get one episode of TV per night.
Wait, but then how did you already start Succession? Why aren't you finishing The Chef if you already started it?
No, I started Succession a long time ago, and we watched The Bear season 1 when my sister-in-law came to town. Like at night, we needed a TV show, and none of us had seen Bear, so that's what we settled on. She didn't watch Succession, so we couldn't watch Succession, and I had to rewatch season 3 of Succession because my wife didn't remember watching it in the first place.
Okay. You know, between you and Scuba and Eddie and Amy, I swear, like, watching TVs at y'all houses sounds stressful.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I watch, and some nights we don't watch anything because I got some sports on TV. I'm watching some sportsy.
Okay. Well, that's the problem.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Hey, get outside.
You gotta start watching some other things.
Go to the swimming pool.
I do go outside. I just have more time than you.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
have three children.
You ever watch Bluey?
I have not.
Oh,
I know all
man.
About Bluey, though.
Bluey is great.
Okay.
No.
That's all you got.
Bluey is hilarious. Like, it's a kid show.
I believe you. It has people love Bluey.
No, kids love Bluey.
No, people love Bluey.
But it has adult real stuff.
That's like the Disney movies, because all the Disney movies have like adult undertones. Have you ever realized that?
No, I haven't. Tell me more.
When we were watching them growing up, we just never realized it. And if you go back and watch Disney movies now, you're like, oh, dang. There's some things that they threw in there for adults.
Yeah, of course. But Bluey, I mean, the commentary is just like, Mama, the cabinet's open again. Your dad did that. He always leaves the cabinets. It's like so funny because it's like
real life.
It's like real life adult, like what happens.
Okay.
It's really good.
So you're saying I should watch Bluey?
Yeah. And like, there was one that's called Kissy Face. And the mom wants to give the dad a kissy face. And the kids are like, no. And they're making the dad stay in separate rooms and they're protecting him or whatever. And then the dad farts. And they're like, oh my gosh, gross, mom. Get away. You know what? And they're trying to protect mom. Mom's like, I'm used to that. What? And then he just like talks about like, and he has ugly feet, mom. I know. You know what I mean? Like, and the kids are like, and you are okay with that? Oh, you know what I mean? It's so freaking funny.
It does sound very like real life.
It's very real life and very funny. And the intro, it's fantastic. They mama, dada.
So do all three of your kids like him?
Yes. And they yell, they know the little jingle and they yell the name when they yell the name. And it's like, bingo. Bluey, it's fantastic.
Okay, well, give us if Lunchbox was on Bluey, we're gonna go
don't do this.
Hold on, we're gonna go into our next break and to end it before our break, as if Lunchbox were on Bluey, what would your introduction sound like?
Lunchbox, I don't know.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
All right, Lunchbox's SPF was back on the beach again this year.
Is this number one?
No.
I knew it. I know what number one is. I'm so stupid.
What's
so
number one?
The skydiving.
I'm sorry. It has to be.
So stupid.
I'm sorry.
I knew this when you asked me to be on this stupid show. I was like, all right. Hey, and then I was like, what?
I know it's good. This show is not stupid. It's very nice. Okay. Well, Mr. Cringe was back on the beach again this year, and we had that. That's at number three, so you made it in
three.
The top three. Yeah.
Number two?
It's everybody's vacations.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. What's something that blew your mind recently? And let me tell you why I'm asking you this. Because I found out that sugar is not vegetarian. Yeah. You're looking at me like that.
I don't understand. Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't even think.
So sugar, like the natural sugar is. But you know how a lot of things, when they make it on the store shelves, are processed and they go through these different processes to get there?
Yeah.
So a lot of sugars that are on the shelves have bone char in them when they go through processing, which is cow bones.
Oh, okay. I mean,
so sugar.
So you're not a vegetarian?
No, I found out. So when I went to my nutritionist last year and I did all my tests and everything, and I found out I was sensitive to gluten and sugar.
I'm sending this in that you are not a vegetarian. You're fake.
Oh my goodness. That I was sensitive to gluten and sugar. Now I know why I'm sensitive to sugar so bad, because holy crap, I don't think most people are buying the ones with the char bones in it, but I just did not know that I had to be watching sugar when I bought it.
Oh, interesting. I never
even thought that it has bone char in it.
I didn't realize that you were eating bones.
I'm not. I didn't. Like, I had no. This is what's crazy about, like, processing of things, that you just don't realize what goes into it.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sorry. Why is bone char being put in with sugar?
Well, because a lot of stuff's being put in that sugar because they want. You don't know.
I know, but like crazy, right?
That's crazy.
It blew my mind.
I had no idea.
So I like threw out all my sugar. I'm like, great. Now I got to go make sure the sugar I'm buying is vegetarian.
Yeah, you got to go back to the drawing board. So whenever someone asks you how long you've been a vegetarian, you can say 2 weeks.
No, that's not true.
No. What do you mean it's not
that's
true?
That's not true. I just need to go make sure the sugar I've been eating my whole life, at least it's been in mine, has been vegetarian, which I do think it is. But crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
I mean, just had no idea.
I wouldn't even think, I need to look and see if sugar is vegetarian.
Same, because you would think it's just a pure natural ingredient when you're buying literally sugar in a bag. Why would there be cow bones in it?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think sugar is a natural ingredient that you can.
Yeah, it's like sugar cane. It comes from, I believe sugar comes from like a plant.
But you just said the processed sugar you've been buying.
I'm saying like everything's processed, right, to get on the store shelves. It has to go through processing to get into some. And some places, for whatever reason, are utilizing that. Whereas, but like, it's also like maple syrup. I had this whole realization with syrup, okay? I'd been buying like syrup from Kroger for years, and they had all these ingredients. I go to Trader Joe's, and they're like, syrup is the only ingredient.
Yeah, it's sort of like peanut butter. Like if you go to just go peanuts and oil or whatever, peanuts and I don't know what they're salt.
Yeah, it blows my mind when you go and you're like, why are there all these when you can clearly
like if you go down the like regular aisle, like a peanut butter, look at it. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much sugar and stuff added. But if you go to the what, I don't even know what you call it, the natural aisle, I guess, I don't know. And you just look and it's like peanuts, salt.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's crazy. So I think this is similar with sugar and certain ones you buy have things. But it comes from sugar cane or sugar beet.
Got it.
Looks like a little lettuce plant, basically.
Okay. Yeah. My mind being blown is that I had the name wrong of earlier. I had no idea.
That's still funny.
I have no, I mean.
You really thought you were talking about the same person.
Yeah. I really just heard the name. I was like, okay, that's him. I've never met him before. Cool. I don't really know. I can't even think of anything that has blown my mind lately.
That's okay if not.
No, there's probably something that I just can't think of right now. And it's just like, all right, cool.
Well, if something comes up, you can bring it back up. We can talk about our vacations though. You ready to talk about that?
Oh, you want to talk about it? I mean, yeah, my vacation was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get to talk about my vacation.
Yeah,
so
what did you
I'd
do?
Love to talk about it.
What'd you do?
Did you see any of my pictures?
Yeah, you had some cool pictures. You were at some like big rocks.
Big rocks. I went to the Grand Canyon.
Okay, that's a big spot. That's a big spot.
So we ended up, we flew into Salt Lake City and we went to the Salt Flats in Salt Lake City.
What does that mean?
So it's literally miles and miles of straight up salt. Like, you know, when you'd see like a beach or you'd see prairie lands or anything like that.
Yeah.
Instead of that, you're literally seeing salt.
You just walk on it?
Yep. You can drive on it. We didn't because we had a rental car. I'm not trying to deal with all that. Well, you can walk out there on it. It's stupid hot because it's just beating down on you, but it looks like endless miles of like a beach with no water.
There a lot of people there?
Some. Not like the craziest thing about this whole vacation lunchbox is like I felt like we were in the zombie apocalypse because nobody was out there. Salt Lake City wasn't busy. We never dealt with any traffic at any point in time.
I heard Salt Lake City's beautiful.
It's stunning. But my cousin used to work
there.
People died.
My cousin used to live there. He worked for the Salt Lake City Bees.
Is that a baseball team?
Yep.
Dang, I got it right. Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really stunning. But I just was shocked. Like, we were driving, like, not even a little bit of traffic. Not even, like, sitting at a light. It was wild.
That's weird.
It felt weird. And every time we drove, there was no traffic. Because we drove then from Salt Lake City to Moab, Utah, which was about a four-hour drive.
Oh, Moab's my favorite Moab in the world.
Have you ever been to Moab?
No.
It's awesome.
I don't think I've ever been to Utah.
Yeah, this is my first time in Utah. So I had to go see everywhere.
Okay.
And Moab was really cool. There was a little bit more activity in Moab, but I swear it's still not a lot of people.
I hope we're saying that right, Moab.
No, it's Moab.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's Moab, Utah. And we went to Arches National Park and Canyonlands National Park.
Candyland?
Canyonlands.
Oh, Canyonlands, okay.
Canyonland would be cool too. And Dead Horse State Park. So we did two national parks and a state park. And Lunchbox, when I tell you there was no people, like, we went to this Dead Horse State Park, looked at all the canyons. We were sitting there. My friend and I were the only two people there in the entire park. And we sat there, and I have this video that I took of the whole canyon lands that you can see and everything. It's dead silent. You could hear a pin drop is how quiet it was.
So you drop a pin and try it?
No, I didn't have a pin.
Oh, okay.
But it, like my video, like you hit the sound and there's nothing.
Question.
It's crazy.
When you say, when they say you can hear a pin drop, do they mean a pin or like a poking pin?
I think they mean a legit pin.
Like a writing one.
Because if you think about a poking pin, you wouldn't hear it anyway. So maybe that's what that means. When you say, I'm Googling, you say,
I mean, like, that's a legit question. Like, you've never thought about that, have you?
Does it come from a writing pin or pin? What did you say?
Like a poking pin.
Or a poking pin. I don't think that's what you're asking. Okay, here. Are they referring to a writing pin or a sewing pin? I always assume they meant a writing pin, but somebody said it's a sewing pin because it's obviously so quiet that you wouldn't, hearing a sewing pin drop, you wouldn't hear it. So like if a regular pin dropped, you would hear it.
Okay.
So I think it's sewing pin.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I could be wrong though.
The more you know.
That's from Reddit. So who knows?
Hey, Reddit. Hey, they don't lie on the Reddit.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Oh.
You know. But yeah, so it was crazy. So then we went from there. We stayed the night in Moab and then we woke up super early, like 3:30 in the morning the next day, and drove down to Antelope Canyon and Horseshoe Bend and the Grand Canyon down in like Arizona area. We were in Page, Arizona, and then we ended up stopping in Sedona, Arizona on our way home.
Nice. You want to hear a crazy thing about the Grand Canyon?
What?
So my cousin Jessica lives in Austin, right?
Yeah.
And she decided, she got a new car one time. She was like, I'm going to drive to the Grand Canyon. And she just drives the Grand Canyon to go check it out, right? And I guess you get on a shuttle to take you to the Grand Canyon, like somewhere there's a shuttle, like where you get on and off.
Oh, not where we were, but
I don't know.
There maybe.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. It does matter, but it matters. So she's getting off the shuttle, right?
Yeah.
And getting on the shuttle are my Aunt Linda, Uncle Doug, and Cousin Vicky. How in the world? Okay? Like, does that happen? Like, they didn't tell each other that they didn't tell each other they're going there.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to be going, and they getting on and off the shuttle at the, like, they're getting on the shuttle, she's getting off the shuttle. Like, the odds of that happening, please, have to be astronomical.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Because it's a very,
like, if she
would
have hit one more red light, that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy to me.
That's your crazy story about the Canyon.
Yeah.
It is pretty crazy.
Like, is that not like they live in separate states? They just, she's getting off. She goes, it looks like Vicky. It is Vicky. Like, that's bananas.
No, that's cool. That's cool. So did they see the Grand Canyon together?
No, because my cousin Vicky and they were coming back and she was going.
Mm. So they made it just enough to see each other.
Yes.
I got you.
Now, I don't know if they turned around and went back to the canyon with her or not. I just know that I just remember that part.
What is the number one tourist attraction in the United States for people to visit?
Mm-hmm. But to be there at the same time, that's freaking bananas.
That is bananas.
And Jessica, my cousin, she just had a baby. Congrats, Jessica.
Hey, well, congratulations, Jessica.
She had it while we were on vacation.
I was in the Grand Canyon at the same time as a whole bunch of bison. I got to see free roaming bison.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
Did you get close to them and take a selfie?
I didn't take a selfie. I just took videos of them.
Good, because people say don't get near
some
them.
Some of them were humping each other. So.
Did you get a video of that?
No.
You know, you should have. You could have made a reel and said, let's get it on.
No, that's something you would do.
That's funny.
And they were doing their little, they were rolling around in dirt. It was so fun to watch
that's
them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Grand Canyon was really cool. It was totally worth it to see it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my vacation. And then I went home.
Yeah.
And my sister tried on a whole bunch of wedding dresses. She's getting married next year.
Like, she's some dude she met like a week ago.
Okay. No. A year. They've been dating a year.
Now. But then when they got engaged, they've been dating 8 minutes.
No. It was like 11 months.
Oh.
And we did a bungee fitness class.
Yeah. You told me that. You
said
you loved it.
Yeah. I'll never do burpees another way.
I bet you will.
Well,
because you're not
going
to go back to that class.
Sure. There's no bungee fitness here.
That's pretty cool.
It's so awesome. Well,
why don't you open one?
Right? That'd be cool. I'd make a lot of money.
Do it.
It's all over TikTok. You want to go into business?
I'll do it.
Bungee fitness?
Yeah. I mean, if you say it works, I'll do it.
Okay. But like, can your wife also be involved?
Okay. Thanks.
I feel like she's also the more organized one.
Yeah, probably.
So,
you're probably right.
I still wanted to go into business with you, but just can she also be involved?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. See? So both of you. Okay. We're doing bungee fitness.
Let's do it.
That's my vacation.
Okay. My vacation.
Super fun. I drove like 30 plus hours lunchbox. I'm tired.
That's pretty good.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I flew to Florida. And
we already heard about the terrible side. So was there any good things about your vacation?
I mean, like the first morning, like we got there. Yeah, there was some drama, but whatever. We get there and we get to the ocean like at night And it's like 7 o'clock, 7:15. So I, kids, eat, eat, eat. We want to go to the ocean. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Sun's going down. Let's go, eat, 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 eat. So they eat dinner and we go to the ocean and they just run in and out. Psh, 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 like maniacs, maniacs. Next morning, father-in-law and I go to play golf. And I mean, let me tell you, our tee time was 8:22 in the morning. I've never been so freaking hot at 8:22 in the morning.
Really?
I mean, it was like so humid, so hot. I was like, if you live in Florida, you've got to love golf to play golf. Because you are just drenched in sweat. I mean, there's a couple times the club almost comes out of my hand because I'm so sweaty.
Dang, like, that early in the morning too.
That early in the morning. And we got paired up with these two guys. And on one hole, the guy's like, oh, where are you from? You know what I mean? I'm from Tennessee. Like, I'm from Nashville. He's like, oh, what do you do back there? And I was like, oh, I'm in entertainment.
You try to tell him you were a stripper?
And he's like, oh, like, what do you mean? I was like, I do radio. And he was like, oh, like the Bobby Bones Show. You ever heard of that? And he goes.
He did not say that.
Yeah, he did. I go, yeah, it's us. He goes, like, what do you mean it's us? And I was like, yeah, I'm part of that show. No way. No way. I was like, yeah, I'm Lunchbox. He goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. How did I not put that together? How have I been playing and didn't even put it together that you are him? How did I not do that? I mean, Bo from Chillicothe, Ohio starts going bananas. Okay, Bo's going crazy.
Okay, so he doesn't live in Florida.
No.
He's visiting also.
Yes, which okay. Another, what in the world? Mind blown. Like, how does this happen? He's on vacation.
Life.
No. But he gets paired up with me. He's from Chillicothe, Ohio. I'm from freaking Nashville. And we get paired up in Florida, and he happens to listen to the show.
And you know, Chillicothe, Ohio is half loves you, half hates you, because you never went and did the acting opportunity in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Is that where I was?
Yes.
I don't know, but Bo.
You didn't realize that's where that was?
No, I didn't.
Even more ironic to your story.
But Bo is telling me all about Chillicothe, about how everybody in Chillicothe listens. Bo's like, everybody. That's all anybody listens to in Chillicothe. Is the Bobby Bones Show. This is crazy. He was like, I was just listening on the way to the airport about how Bobby said you could go on Survivor if you wanted to. I mean, that is crazy. He goes, I watched Bobby on Bear Grylls. This is bananas. This and Bo, I mean, like, I was like, Bo, let's like.
Did
chill.
You take a picture of Bo?
Well, then we, no picture of Bo. And then we play a couple holes. And then the guy he's playing was like, hey, man, you do pictures? I was like, yeah, we do. Look, will you take a picture with Bo? I'll take a picture with Bo. Come over here, Bo. Get over here. Like, get your driver out. So he got his driver out, and we both had balls in our hand. And we were like, here, and we smile. 1, 2, 3, Chillicothe. And Bo's like, dude, no one is going to believe me. No one back in Chillicothe is going to believe me. This is crazy. And that was, we played a round of golf with Bo. And then Bo had a big, like,
Bo.
He had a Boston Red Sox B tattooed on his calf. And I meant to ask him, like, hey, dude, are you like a Red Sox fan, or is that B for Bo? I don't know. But yeah.
Did he ever post your picture?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
How would I know?
If he tagged you on Instagram or something.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
My Lanta. Let's see if Bo is on Instagram. Well, you would have reposted him on your story if it was in story.
Let me see. How do I tell?
I'm looking at your tagged.
Well, how do I do my
tag? I
don't
think you posted it.
How do I do my tag?
Because the last tagged of you is at Folds of Honor.
Where do you tag?
Right here. On your profile, and you go all the way over to your right.
To my right?
Yep.
Oh, this little square?
Yep, with the little person in it. Those are all your tagged.
Oh.
Those are all the things you're tagged in.
What is this one?
But you don't have any pictures with Bo.
Yeah, Bo. Oh,
no,
this is
Bo.
A claw machine. I didn't know that was up.
No, Bo, Bo, Bo. Dang.
Yeah, Bo, dude. It was hilarious. It was fun, though.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you at least had some fun and not all terrible moments.
And then I got sick. And then what happened? Then, I mean, towards the end of the week, like 2 days left or 1 day left, I got better and was able to go to the beach again. That was about it. I didn't know I could do all this.
Now he's looking at Instagram. Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good vacation besides the terrible.
No, these are what?
These are what you get tagged in, Lunchbox.
Oh, these aren't. But no one random tags me in them. These are all the show tags.
Well, and other people. There's photos from other people. I saw some.
Really?
Oh, boy. I feel like we're going to have to do another lesson. Well, coming in at our number one spot.
I did call you the other day for a technology question because I didn't know if.
Yeah, those are becoming more like once a week, frequent at this point.
If what's it called? Threads did.
Oh yeah, Lunchbox and I are both on Threads.
I didn't know if they did
hashtags.
Hashtags, and
yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're so, learning.
Yeah. All right.
That's okay.
Man, well, that was good stuff.
Coming in at the number one spot, Eddie and Abby went skydiving with the Army Golden Knights. That video is also on our YouTube page. But the bit of them skydiving and all that is going to be on the best bits. So, Lunchbox, thanks for hanging out with me.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me, you know.
Party animals.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is like face deep in his phone right now, looking at all the things that he did not know were there.
Yeah, I mean,
I opened up a whole new world for him. A whole new world. There it is. All right. Tell people where they can find you.
Radio Lunchbox. Radio Lunchbox on everything and anything.
All right.
Including Threads. What else is I going to say? Happy birthday to my son on Monday. I can't believe you're 5. Baby Box.
All right.
That's about all I got, I think.
That's all you got? Okay. Yeah. Well, I will see you next week, Lunchbox.
Yeah, man. Saturday morning, we got up early. We did it. Now we can go take a nap.
Still haven't gotten up on a Saturday.
You're going to go to brunch, aren't you?
You know, probably.
There you go.
I'm taking a whole lot of naps. I am napping. I am one tired girl.
Hey, I mean, especially when we get up on a Saturday to do these for these people. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Hey, but if anybody knows Bo in Chillicothe, Ohio, tell them to tag me on that picture.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can find
me. You think anybody knows Bo in Chillicothe,
Maybe,
Ohio?
Maybe like, if like, there's here, so many Chillicothe, like, Ohio listeners.
Do you
listeners?
Think anybody listening to this knows Bo in Chillicothe, Ohio?
Oh my, I don't. Maybe.
What is your
maybe one.
Guess?
Maybe one.
Okay.
Maybe one. I'll go for it.
Okay.
Do you think somebody's listening and they know? I mean, that would be your irony that you keep getting so excited about.
What?
You keep getting so excited about the irony of things that are happening.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that kind of stuff blows
and
my
so,
mind.
So like, if you're going with that same theory, then yes, probably there is a listener.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Grand Canyon one is still crazy, right?
It's crazy. Okay. Life is crazy, man. All right. Yeah. You can find me on all the things at WebGirlMorgan. I am also on Threads, and I'm a little bit more chaotic on there. Not as planned out or anything like that. Just my random impulsive thoughts. And, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Still there. And the show at Bobby Bones Show. Make sure you check out BobbyBones.com for some more content. You can see the video of Eddie and Abby skydiving. There's also a cool cartoon up of Lunchbox's prank call that is on our YouTube
page. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I didn't know that was up there.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Now, hurry up. I got to pee.
Okay.
Like, really bad.
All right. Bye, all everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.